SBS Radio.
Whatamoolie, I'm Kerrilee Harding and this is NITV Radio. And coming up for you now, a conversation with NITV Radio's Bryda Nichols with Daniel Riley, the new Artistic Director of the Australian Dance Theatre.
Yeah, so my name's Daniel Riley. I'm a Wiradjuri man from Western New South Wales and I've just been appointed as the new incoming Artistic Director of Australian Dance Theatre. Thank you so much. I'm really thrilled. It's been a big day and a half. I've been very overwhelmed with the love and support of community, you know, both my First Nations and non-First Nations community showing support and just sending messages of congratulations. It feels good and it feels right. And it feels like it's a perfect time for an appointment like this. I'm really, really excited and really thrilled to be taking up the position to be, you know, I'll be moving to Adelaide later in the year. And with the legacy of ADT is, you know, they're 56 years old. I'll be the sixth artistic director. And as you said, the very first First Nations artistic director of that company. And so it's not overwhelming, but I'm very aware of the significance of it. And I'm just looking forward to getting started.
Yeah, huge achievement. So when did you start dancing?
I started dancing when I was about 9 or 10. It was around that age when I started with tap dancing. And then shortly after that, at around age 12, I actually met Elizabeth Cameron Darman, who is the founder of ADT. And she pointed me in the direction of this youth company called QL2 in Canberra, where I was living at the time. And I went along and started contemporary dance classes once a week, these like boys' contemporary dance classes. And I just loved it. And then that went from just doing the boys' classes to like their big project. So I was, you know, performing at the Canberra Theatre every year and doing Sunday rehearsals. And I found my people in a way. You know, I found people who loved to just be in a room and move and explore dance, you know, in its various forms. So, you know, and as I've said a couple of times, this appointment, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Elizabeth in more than one way. And it's a really beautiful thing that I have to keep reminding myself that, you know, she's the founder of ADT and she pointed me in the direction of QL2 in my first contemporary dance class. So it's just kind of like full circle closure moment.
So you've said previously that through dance you've found your voice. Can you explain how that happened?
Yeah, so for me dance is, it's early on, you know, I joined Bangarra Dance Theatre in 2007 after I'd studied at QUT. And dance just felt like the right way for me to express myself and the right way for me to connect to story, tell stories, connect to ideas. And also, you know, with our First Nations principles, like dance is a longest and the oldest form of storytelling. So for me, I felt every time I was dancing, whether I was with Bangarra or not with Bangarra, it was actually me connecting to something greater, connecting to the long lineages of our storytellers, of our song lines, of our cultural history, and really landing in land and in space and on country and whatever country it was I was living on. Like I live here on Wurundjeri country at the moment down here in Melbourne in Naam. So, you know, at the moment, this is where I dance. This is where I contribute to over 75,000 years of storytelling through dance. But the physical form for me has always been something that has always felt really good. I've always loved to watch bodies moving through space, connecting to each other, connecting to a story, connecting to ideas, and how that relationship is also between the audience and a performer as well. It's such a tangible, electric kind of exciting experience. So dance has really given me a way to connect to story, to connect to place, to connect, and overall to connect to my cultural identity as well.
What are you looking forward to most about your new role?
I'm looking forward to facilitating and curating new major work in Adelaide that is collaboratively made and designed and performed by a diverse range of audiences and voices. Between, you know, by bringing in my First Nations principles and First Nations connections under the roof of ADT, that, you know, I would love ADT to, and the work I want to make, to be really representative of our nation now. And that's a nation of diverse culture, diverse viewpoints, diverse languages, I can't do everything, but what I do hope to do and what I do want to do is to diversify that and to feel like the work that I make speaks to a new generation of audiences and a new generation of storytellers and a new generation of arts going public. The young fellas, the young generation who are chasing my tails, I want to be able to ensure that I'm carving space and I'm carving pathways for them to travel smoothly and safely into the industry and flourish throughout. There's so much I really want to do, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, all the challenges and to moving down there to Ghana country and getting to know the community there, the elders and the storytellers and the knowledge holders and the dancers, the actors, the musicians, like whoever is there and whoever wants to contribute to storytelling in some way. I'm really interested in getting to know and to facilitate a next generation of storytellers, and whether that's, you know, not just as dancers or as choreographers, but we can't present something on stage without a lighting design or without a set design or without a composition, a sound. So we need all these other elements too. So what I'm also really excited about is cultivating a community of artists, a community of like-minded, diverse artists who want to contribute in that way. And also to recognize too that the work that I make, I want to make, won't necessarily always be for a proscenium theater. What I'm also really interested in is this idea that depending on the story, the performative outcome of that will be different for every story. There will be some stories for a proscenium theatre, but you know, there should also be the accessibility of a story being performed in the middle of a football oval, or down the street, or in a smaller venue, or in a park, or whatever that is. I'm looking forward to those challenges as well, and finding ways to invite our audience in, and for our audience and our fan base and supporter base to feel like they have a relationship with the company, and that they are welcome to come and to question what we do and to see what we do and to experience and support us.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.